Allah Almighty says, when the prescribed time comes for any one of you, Allah says, he will not be able to delay it by a moment, nor will he bring it forward. Meaning, the person will not be brought forward nor delayed. The person will not be able to delay it nor bring it forward. And Allah Almighty will not do that because he has set a time. When Allah's time comes, that's it. So there are two times that we speak about here. The first is a time for the punishment to overtake a person. When that time comes, anyone who is going to be punished is doomed. There's nothing that they would ever be able to do that would divert the punishment from them to something else. But if that time has not come, nobody would ever be able to bring it forward. That's what Allah is saying. So number one is the punishment. We are taught to turn back before punishment overtakes us. And when is the punishment coming to me or to you? I don't know. So what's my best bet? The best thing to do is turn now and turn every day. Seek the forgiveness of Allah every day. Allah is most loving. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sought the forgiveness of Allah so many times a day. Why? In order to teach us that we need to do the same. So if any one of us would like to learn a lesson from Revelation, it is that we should emulate the teachings and the method and style of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. So we would achieve the forgiveness of Allah on a daily basis, and therefore the punishment would not come to us. But there is another fixed time that will definitely come to us. What is that? The point of death of every one of us. Death is a gift for believers. A person who believes in Allah Almighty, do you know that they would look at death from a totally different angle? They would say, everyone has to die anyway, and we have to return to the Almighty. We were with him before we came onto the earth anyway. And now that I'm going back to him, I've done a lot of good deeds. I've tried to be a good person. I've worshipped him alone. I've fulfilled my obligations. I've stayed away from prohibition. I've tried to assist all other human beings. I've tried to be kind to a lot of others. But at the same time, the gift that I have is I know I'm going to a good place. I know that the Almighty, the Lord I'm going to, is a merciful Lord filled with kindness, compassion. He is the most forgiving, the most beneficent. He has beautiful names and qualities. Yes, he has warned us, and I have taken heed and I've tried. And yes, there is a concern, but I still have greater hope than anything else in the mercy of Allah. Where would we learn this from? Revelation. If you're not connected to revelation in the correct way, you either have too much of fear or too much of hope. But if you're connected to revelation in the correct way, you will have a balance of hope and fear, where the scale of hope tips the scale of fear to a degree that it keeps you going and worshipping Allah and looking forward to the hereafter, knowing that as much as my deeds may not be of a level that is equivalent to that of the prophets and that of the saints and that of the pious and so on, but at least I've tried and I'm going to a Lord who's prepared to accept me because I tried my best to develop the best relationship.
Allah Almighty warns us, and this is something interesting regarding revelation.
When you reconnect with revelation, you realize the warnings that come from Allah Almighty. Do you know? Man thinks that he has achieved so much. But Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given knowledge except a little droplet, a small portion of it, a very minute portion of knowledge. That's what you have. You take a look at the discoveries that man is making every day is proving to man how insignificant he is. Because planets are being discovered, millions of them, on a daily basis. And that's a fact. There are telescopes that have gone out into space, the latest, that there are sending back images of mind-boggling planets across, subhanAllah, the existence.
And it goes on for millions of light years. Subhanallah. And yet man thinks he's a big deal. Allah Almighty says, do you know, if Allah wanted, those who plan and plot evil, Allah could cause the earth to open and swallow them. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Those who plan and plot evil plots on earth. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Those who are planning and plotting evil things and sins. Do they feel safe from Allah Almighty causing the earth to open up and swallow them within? Or for Allah to send a punishment against them? Do they feel secure? Which means, do they really think we cannot do that? Allah's just warning us to say, the punishment is real. We can punish you at any time. We can turn your world upside down if we wish. So what should you do? Well, Revelation says, develop the relationship with Allah and seek forgiveness. Constantly seek forgiveness for the sins you have committed, for those knowingly committed and those unknowingly committed. At times, out of human error or human weakness, a person commits a sin or makes a mistake. And Allah says, we will forgive those people. You simply have to turn back to me and you ask forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. I regret what I've done. I won't do it again. I seek your forgiveness. And there you go. You're forgiven by Allah Almighty. But if a person has transgressed against Allah in a big way, has never ever worshipped Allah, if a person has defied Allah Almighty for as long as he or she is alive, there is hope that if they turn to Allah, Allah will forgive them because they haven't died. The examination is not over. The worldly examinations that we have, there is a limited time, an hour or 2 hours, after which the invigilator declares the end of the examination and you've got to put your pens down. The same applies in life. Life being a test, as the Quran tells us, there is a time when your test will come to an end. The invigilator would announce that this is the end, for example, of your test. You cannot write anymore. Everything is done. It's over. Your deeds are sealed. They're going across. And you know what? You have to make sure before that day comes that you have the correct answers, or you've written the correct answers for those particular tests that have been chosen for you in your life. So this is why we say Revelation will remind you that you are going to return to Allah. Revelation will remind you that Allah has the capacity to punish. But by His mercy, He won't. If you are turning to Him, what comes to you in your direction would actually be the mercy of Allah. You will be content and you will be happy. May Allah Almighty grant us contentment. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. My brothers and sisters, at times we see people committing sin and we see evil people and we wonder, why is it that the Almighty is not punishing them? Why does He allow them to get away with whatever they're doing? Well, the reality is Allah doesn't allow them to get away. He just gives them a chance. He gives them a time to think about what they're doing and to stop it on their own. So if you are doing something wrong, don't think that just because everything in your life is moving smooth, that Allah is happy with you. Perhaps He is giving you a time to turn to Him. He's giving you an opportunity to turn to Him before the punishment strikes. And this is why it's very important for us to reconnect with Revelation, to see what the Almighty is saying. So Allah Almighty clearly says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. If Allah had to punish the people for the wrong and the oppression that they've engaged in, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, there would be nothing left on earth. Nothing that moves would survive. He would have destroyed everything, because the amount of sin and the amount of oppression and wrong that has happened, if people were to be punished because of the transgression they've engaged in and they were never forgiven or never given a chance, if that was the case, everything would have been destroyed. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. Subhanallah. This is verse number 61 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah says, but He delays them up to a prescribed time, a fixed time. So Allah delays you and I and everyone else up to a fixed time. And Allah Almighty has decided that He will punish people when He wants.